good to be back in San Diego again.
Thank you.
We were here. It's been quite a while since we've been here, except for about a week ago. We were here with George Carlin down at the auditorium. Had a nice show down there. We were just right in the middle of recording another album, so we've been going about 16 hours a day and keeping the engineer and all the help there. So if our voices seem a little bit, you know, so we have to overlook that.
It's weird, you start thinking about so many melodies for a week, and then you get up on the stage again and you say, I think of all this, you know, which melody is it? It's kind of weird. It's a nice change, but it's a weird change. He's a weird change. No. This is our bass player, Bobby Leidig. He's a good bass player. We'd like to do a song for you that's about this planet that we live on. And it's also about a man that was thrown in jail for a long time. There's these men that come along every age or so, and they take this the station of a prophet. They call themselves prophets. And these are people such as Abraham, Moses, Christ, Muhammad, Buddha, Krishna, all these people that come. And when they come, they're persecuted in some way. People say, we don't want any changes. We're comfortable with what we have, you know. Who's this guy? He's come along and changed and everything. So they throw him in jail, you know. Nail him to a cross, or they cut his head off. Something like that. Well, this man that I'm going to tell you about came along a little over 100 years ago. His name was Baha'u'llah. Baha'u'llah. Strange sounding name. It's Persian. And in English it means the glory of God. And it's the same in all languages around the world. Baha'u'llah is said the same way. He spent over 40 years of his life in prison because he brought a new story. And he claimed to be a prophet. And his only crime, really, was to bring a plan for the unification of the planet. And where he appeared in Persia, they said, no, we don't want him. It's not time for world unity yet. Let's throw him in jail. While he was there, he revealed many tablets and writings that we became acquainted with from what they call now the Baha'i Faith, which means the follower of Baha'u'llah. And this is a song that we wrote, inspired from those writings. And we call it Earth. Thank you.